The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Thank you so much for being with us today. On the show today, Rob Davis and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners, your financial consultants for Northwestern Ohio. They are in Perrysburg, of course, and if you'd like to come in for a visit, you can call this number toll-free, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. That will make it happen. Just leave your contact information. A member of the team at Creative Financial Partners will get back with you, and you can arrange a time to come in and talk about your situation. This show is all about making sure that you're prepared for your retirement, that you can be stress-free and not have to lie awake at night wondering if you're going to outlive your money. That's the worst thought in the world. 800-373-9715. One more time, that is 800-373-9715. Rob, Steve, let's talk about the glory days. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
I know you know the song Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen. And I don't know about you, but the older I get, the better I used to be.
That's the case with all of us, I think. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, it can be fun to reflect on the glory days of your life and the way things used to be. And it's no different in the financial world, actually. Retirement planning used to be a lot easier than it is now. In past generations, it was a whole lot easier. I thought we could discuss a few issues that make retirement planning more difficult in today's world. First of all, you know, we talk all the time about how our parents and grandparents may have worked somewhere for 40 years and had a great pension when they retired and didn't really have to worry about it. But these days, there are fewer people who actually have pensions. It's kind of like we're on our own.
Yeah, pensions don't really exist too much anymore. And when we see them through our planning process, it's very rare. And if we do see them, a lot of times they're grandfathered in or from previous employment. But nowadays, what we have to do is we have to create our own pensions. And when the, I'll say 20, 30 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, when the pension system switched over to more of the 401k route, what that did was that put the investments in people's hands and the decisions in your hands. Once that gets there, that's when it's up to you and your financial professional to decide what you do with that money and to create your own pension. And through our money map process here, that's what we do day in and day out, just because you can't rely on those pensions anymore.
I just want to say how happy I am that you guys are going to have a well-manicured lawn, because I can hear the mowing going on behind you there.
Sorry about that, Ron.
No problem.
Saturday's mowing day around here.
Another thing that is really tough these days, tough to plan for, you know, if you knew exactly how long somebody was going to live, planning for their retirement would be a whole lot easier. But people are just living longer these days, and that really complicates the issue.
Yeah, that does, and it's not a bad thing. You know, a longer life is great, and it's wonderful that when people retire back in, you know, the good old days or the glory days, if you will, during that time, retirement was a pretty short window. You know, it was a pretty short window between when you retired from work and when you could kind of say your life expectancy would be up. Well, now it's not just people retiring and dying a few years later. It's people retiring and having a whole new life. And that whole new life comes with a lot of challenges. And the life expectancy thing is a big one, because not only are people living longer, but they're requiring more care while they're living. And I know that's one of the other things we're going to talk about. But the life expectancy thing is a big deal, because you can't just plan for, you know, a few years at the end of retirement. You have to plan for yourself. You have to plan for your spouse. And that can be tricky, because if two people are in relatively good health, you know, you have a pretty good chance of one or both of you living past 90 anymore. So that becomes the whole issue that you mentioned of running out of money becomes real. And it doesn't become real now. It becomes real down the road when you have to figure, gosh, one or two of us might be around 30 years from now.
Yeah, some of us are members of the sandwich generation as well. These days, it seems to be more and more difficult to get kids out of the house and they're on their own. You know, sometimes they're, at least financially dependent on you for a while. And at the same time, those of us who still have parents living, maybe we're having to help them out as well, particularly with those health issues.
This hits a little close to home for me. My wife's grandmother, let me get this straight. So my wife's grandmother is 83. And when my wife's mom got remarried 20 years ago, she had three more children. So I have brother and sister-in-laws that are in high school. And then my wife's grandma, who is in her mid-80s, I'll say. So When I look at my wife's mom going back, taking care of the kids, running around, doing basketball, doing activities there, and then also making sure that mom's okay at home, this is a very real thing to deal with. And this is just physically. You know, when you have to deal with it financially as well, you're worried about paying for college for these kids. Does mom have enough money if she has to go into assisted living? So this is a very real threat that's posing our society nowadays.
Absolutely, and so many people are going through it. 1-800-373-9715 is your number to call if these things are hitting home for you. Maybe you're facing the same situation or some of the other situations that we've talked about in the show. 800-373, call that number, 800-373-9715. Get on the calendar and come into Creative Financial Partners and have a discussion about your situation. And again, 800-373-9715 is the number. We're talking about the glory days, how, you know, things used to be different. They're not the same as they used to be. And another thing that's changed, in addition to fewer people having pensions and longer life expectancies and those of us who are living in the sandwich generation, the issues that come along with that, there are also higher health care costs, and the cost of health care are rising so much more quickly than just inflation. I mean, it really is incredibly expensive.
Healthcare has gotten incredibly expensive, and the good news is there's all these new drugs and new treatments and new joint replacement therapies and all of this great stuff, and that's really good news for everyone that's going to be moving into retirement. However, there's a cost involved in all of that stuff, and it, like you mentioned, it is a bigger cost than just normal inflation. And the other thing, the costs are increasing higher than inflation is increasing. And the other thing is people are just going to already be experiencing this, but they're going to be on the hook for more of their costs as things move forward too. And so not just costs are rising, you're going to be asked to pay for more. You're going to be asked to do more, and insurance and Medicare and that sort of stuff could be seen as covering less potentially in the future. So healthcare costs is a big wild card, but it definitely has to be addressed. It has to be planned for, and it's a real important part of your retirement, and it's a big part of your retirement lifestyle and quality of living.
There's a lot of discussion about Social Security these days. You know, is it going to last and all that kind of thing? And, you know, some people refer to Social Security as an entitlement, and those of us who've been paying into it for a long time don't feel that way. But these days, the bottom line is there are more takers than contributors to Social Security, and that's another thing that makes today's situation a little different.
Yeah, I think we all know that there's more going out than there is going in. That's been fairly well documented. And, you know, it's really sad, too, because for a lot of people out there, we were talking about the pensions earlier, with no real pensions anymore, when you start off planning, how am I going to fund my retirement? Social Security is normally the first place you start, because that's a consistent income flow that's supposed to be there. And I think the current facts are that there's enough money in the till to get us till 2036 or something. And my guess, if I were a betting man, I would say that they'll probably adjust some of the numbers at some point, or maybe they won't let you start taking early until you're 63, or maybe they'll make your full Social Security 68 or 69. But just little tweaks like that will extend that program just enough. And they've done that in the past. So if you're worried about Social Security running out, you should be a little concerned about it, but also know you're dealing with the government and there's a big wild card there.
Well, the scare is with some people that, you know, Social Security is going to go away. There's not going to be enough money for me to get my Social Security and all that kind of thing. But can you imagine the popularity of the politician who proposes doing away with it altogether?
Yeah, they're not going to do. I mean, if I were a betting man, which I'm not, I would say that I don't think that they're going to get it. Too many people are counting on it. That's the lifeblood of what so many people that have worked so hard and put into that system. They'll figure out a way to tweak it. It may not be a favorable tweak, but I don't think it'll go away completely.
And for so many people, that's really all they have. So, you know, that part is really sad and kind of scary. How about low interest rates these days? I mean, interest rates aren't as high as they used to be, and that's another factor.
Yeah, Ryan, you want to talk about a perfect storm. If you're retiring now or in the next five or six years, boy, you've got a lot of stuff on your plate, and you've mentioned a lot already, but also throw in this low interest rate environment that we're in, and it gets pretty tricky. You know, back in the glory days, or the good old days, as you call them, you could buy a pretty safe bond that paid you 4 or 5%, and you really wouldn't have too much else to do other than kind of live on the interest and see your principals, you know, sit there or grow throughout your retirement, where income and interest rates and return on your money is a lot more difficult to plan for right now, and it's also a lot more difficult to factor in. And a lot of the old rule of thumbs, like the 4% rule, where, you know, just take 4% of your retirement assets and you'll never run out of money, and those sorts of rules of thumb may not apply anymore, just because we're in such a low interest rate environment that there's a lot of things that people used to count on that they can't count on anymore. And that's why it's even more important for you to go out and seek professional advice and make sure the things that you're investing in and that you're putting your hard-earned retirement savings in are going to be productive, and they're going to get you to the final destination, and that is income. So low interest rates are definitely a wild card in everyone's world. They sure are here, but we've got a lot of great ideas and a lot of ways we can position assets to kind of counteract the effects of low interest rates.
I know that there are a lot of things that you guys are talking about today that are hitting home for some of our listeners. And for those who decide to go ahead and make that phone call and arrange a visit to your office, what do you have to offer those people?
You know, anyone that wants to call in and set an appointment up, here's the deal. We're pretty casual on the radio here. We're equally as casual in person. The process is you pick up the phone, you make the phone call, and we get back to you. Within a couple days, we'll set you up on our schedule. You can come into the office. Everything is complimentary. The time is complimentary. The coffee is, the cookies, that sort of thing. Come on in. Let's have a discussion. There's no risk. There's no obligation. We're not going to ask you to move a bunch of money over, or we're certainly not going to try to sell your product. So it's a very comfortable thing, and it'll give us time to learn about you. It'll give you time to learn about us. And if we want to move on and get into some of the planning and the details and the investment stuff in the future, that's great. If not, I promise you, you'll leave with a couple good ideas that either you can use or that you can give your person that handles your finances a couple new ideas and run things past them. So no risk, no obligation, complimentary consultation. Hardest part is just making the phone call, leaving your information, and we'll take it from there.
You may become a client, you may not, and that's cool too. 800-373-9715 is your number, 800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with your financial consultants at Creative Financial Partners, serving all of Northwestern Ohio. You live in Toledo, wherever you are. Remember, Creative Financial Partners office is in Perrysburg, and you can come in, sit down, and just have a casual, no obligation conversation. 800-373-9715. Is your number to call. Leave your contact information there. This is Ron Stutz along with Steve Decker and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and we'll have more coming up.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan. come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor, and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
Here on the Financial Symphony, we love to talk music, and I just get a kick out of talking with Mark Lloyd about music anytime I get an opportunity. And Mark, I know you feel the same way about music and rock and roll and all kinds of music, really.
And how do we turn this into financial talk? That's the fun part.
Well, you were always so good about that. Let's talk about longevity. You know, we talk about longevity a lot in financial terms, but in musical terms, some bands and artists have stood the test of time and enjoyed long careers that span decades. And I know you know of some others that have not worked so well.
Yeah, they kind of flamed out. You never heard from them again.
Yeah.
So let's do this.
Okay.
What I'll do is I'll give you the name of one of those types of artists or bands.
Okay.
And you tell me their one hit, that if you can remember what their one hit was.
Oh, I love this. I love this.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So if I said Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Oh, that would be Eileen.
Come on, Eileen. Yeah.
Da-da,
right.
Da-da.
Yeah. Hey, how about this one? Right Said Fred.
Right Said Fred. Man, I'm gonna tell you, I don't think I know that one. What is
it? I'm too sexy.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Yeah.
Too sexy for my pants.
Now you understand why they're one hit wonders.
Yeah.
Tony Basil.
Oh, that would be Mickey.
Mickey, that's right, Baja Men.
Mickey, you're so fine.
That's right, Baja Men.
Baja Men would be Who Let the Dogs Out.
And last but not least, Vanilla Ice.
Well, Ice Baby, which was a total ripoff of Queen and Pressure. You know, that guy now is on television refurbishing houses or something, right?
Exactly. He's got a very good, very nice career on HGTV and all those networks.
So, but his music career really flamed out. You're right.
But here's some that didn't.
Okay.
How about Bruce Springsteen? There's longevity.
Oh, man, he's lasted forever. Yeah.
Beach Boys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Billy Joel,
selling
out stadiums.
Yep, one of the best.
Sir Paul.
Yep, you got it. Paul McCartney, man, he's going to play until he's 90, you know?
He's starting to sound like that vocally now. I feel sorry for him. I heard one time Billy Joel in an interview said that Paul still sings in his original keys that he wrote the music when he was, you know, 20.
That is amazing. Yeah.
It's amazing because I know all of Billy Joel's songs, not all of them, but most of them, a lot of them he's lowered the keys in the song. So, yeah.
And a lot of artists do that. I mean, because your voice just changes over time. It's not as strong as it used to be, but Paul McCartney still does it as best he can.
Exactly.
Well, I know that it's the same way as far as longevity is concerned. Some of those artists have great amount of longevity. They've been around for decades and decades. It's the same way with a good retirement plan, Mark, right? I know that you want a retirement plan that's built to last.
And what, you know, and here are some characteristics of a good retirement plan that make it sure that it lasts a long time.
Okay.
And let me just say that you've got to have income, and more income. It's crucial that you have income, because when we're saving and growing the money, especially while we're in our working years, you know, where most people are putting it into a 401k, and if you're lucky enough, the company's matching that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all about growth. But when you retire, another name for retirement is permanent unemployment.
That's right.
It's crucial that we have to transition into income. You know, it's kind of like, you know, what made those artists last years and years and years, 30, 40 years. All those artists we mentioned, it's songwriting, right?
Yep.
They're master songwriters. Well, in a good retirement plan, songwriting is equivalent to income. So it might be interest and dividends. You might have a bucket of money of interest and dividends. It might be a bucket of money of guaranteed income, you know, secure income, protected income, income that we know we're going to get. And what's sad, Ron, years ago, you know, with my father, who's 91 years old, I mean, that generation could could literally live off of a pension and Social Security, but not us, not our generation, not our kids' generation, not our grandkids' generation. We have to create our own lump sum, our own nest egg, and we have to create our own income. So it's very, very important to be diversified what instruments you're using, what, you know, what financial vehicles you're using to create that check. And the thing about it is, this is what we're experts at. We know how to create income. And income can be a, can be the savior when it comes to a rocky stock market too. This stock market's been on a boom, but it's not going to keep lasting. There's a lot of pressure geopolitically going on right now, and it's income that can maintain growth sometimes in your portfolio. So do you want to learn about how to create more income? Ron, tell them how to make that happen.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local financial symphony maestro a bit better.
Here on the Financial Symphony, Ron Stutz, along with Steve Decker and Rob Davis, have created Financial Partners, and this is the getting to know you portion of our show, and we want you to get to know these guys just as much as you possibly can here on the radio. Of course, the best way to get to know them is to come in and visit with them, but we'll just let the radio go for right now. When is the time in your life that you are the most scared? Who wants to take that one first?
Well, Ron, this is Steve. I'll take it first. And actually, coincidentally, mine just happened a few weeks ago, believe it or not.
Uh-oh.
I was, I don't know, you know, up here in the Midwest, we had one day where the wind was just horrible. And it was, my wife described it as the house was shaking. And I was flying back from Tampa that morning. So as we were getting into Tampa, it was the worst, and I fly not a lot, but a decent amount.
Right.
So I'm familiar with turbulence and how it works. And this was above more than normal turbulence. And as we were descending down into Detroit, I kid you not, I was holding hands with a complete stranger next to me.
Whoa.
And that's how bad it was. Yeah. And we got almost all the way to the ground. And at the last second, right before the wheels touched, the pilot hit the accelerator or whatever and took back off. And he said, this is too dangerous to land.
Oh.
We're driving you back down to Columbus. I was like, okay.
Goodness.
So we get down to Columbus and we're all in the area there waiting. And, these were the exact words that came over the loudspeaker. We're going to, fix the wing, get gas, and then try this again. I don't know how confident that makes you feel, but I was like, what goes into fixing the wing? Can you be a little bit more specific with that?
Yeah, and the problem is you didn't know anything was wrong with a wing in the first place.
Exactly. We're going to patch up this wing and try again. So ultimately they did, and we landed from the west, and it was another real rocky landing. But I was scared for my life that day, and that doesn't happen often.
I can imagine. What about you, Rob?
You know, mine was about 2 years ago in New York City. My wife and I took our son Joe to New York over the holidays to see the Christmas trees and do the whole deal. And we were riding the subway, and we just got down in the subway station, and we were sharing a card. So I sent Joe through the gates first, and then I went through the gate right behind him, and I handed the card to Mary, my wife. Well, she was having trouble getting the card through the thing, and so I turned around for a minute to help her. And all of a sudden, as soon as she got through, I didn't know where my son was. And I looked, and he was on the subway train, but it was the wrong train.
Uh-oh.
And I said, buddy, wrong train, wrong train. And the doors are closing with about, you know, 30 feet between me and him. And luckily, some stranger put their hand, saw what was going on, put their hand in the door. The door popped back open. He jumped off, and everything was fine.
Wow.
But we were sweating it there for a little bit because I thought for sure I was going to get the worst dad of the year award for putting my 8-year-old on a subway and sending him into New York City.
No kidding. And your wife would probably be mad at you, too.
she would be. If that happened, I don't think I'd be talking to you right now, Ron. I can tell you that.
And you probably never forgive yourself. you know.
No. But anyways, little scare, everything turned out fine, and he knows now not to jump on a subway train without mom or dad with him.
Well, you know, everybody's been scared at one time or another, and those are two very frightening instances, and I'm glad you guys recovered in order to do this show today. So glad to be with you. That is our Getting to Know You segment here on the Financial Symphony, Creative Financial Partners, and they don't want you to be scared. That's why they want you to stick around and listen to the rest of the show today. It's coming up.
We all see the finished product of a music superstar, the sold-out performances, the TV and magazine covers, and the eventual acceptance speech at the Grammys. What you don't often see is what it took to get to that stage. Hours and hours of practice, the traveling, the critics, the improvement. All those little details happen in the background without us noticing. And you know what? Your financial maestro puts together a financial plan for you in much the same way. They make the process easy for you on the surface, and you'll get to marvel at the finished product, your plan. But don't forget about the all-important details and effort that are going on in the background to craft your financial masterpiece. And remember that your plan should be a thing of beauty. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Did you know that a single violin is made from more than 70 individual pieces of wood? Incredible ingenuity and artistry goes into making an instrument that beautiful. And the same kind of care should be put into your financial plan. Keep listening to the Financial Symphony to learn how to make it happen.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz along with Steve Decker and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. Thanks for listening to the show. If you're a regular listener, we appreciate your joining us today. And if you're a new listener, welcome to the show. I think you will learn a lot just by listening to what these guys have to say. And, you know, you can take it and run with it and you do whatever you want with it. But the best thing to do is to call this number and arrange an appointment, arrange a visit. You can come in and meet with Creative Financial Partners about your individual situation. And it's so important to do that because everybody's situation is different. There is no one-size-fits-all when it comes to retirement planning. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Go ahead and call that number. Leave your contact information. And pretty soon you can be in sitting in the Creative Financial Partners office in Perrysburg and just having a casual, no-obligation conversation. 800-373-9715. Let's talk about lazy money. I don't know if that's a concept that's familiar to everybody who's listening to the show today, but Steve and Rob will explain it. Explain what we're talking about when we say lazy money. Who wants to take that?
Yeah, well, this is Steve here. Yeah, when we talk about lazy money, that's what we refer to as that's money that's sitting in the bank, and in this day and age, it's not earning you anything. So whether it's a checking account, savings accounts, CDs, money market accounts, anything along those lines. I think we all, no matter how sophisticated or not sophisticated you are with investing, we all know that that's not doing anything for you. And when you get your annual statements for your money market account and see that you made $14 in interest, that doesn't make you feeling warm and fuzzy like Dan DiVerna likes to say. So that's what we refer to as lazy money. In a lot of cases, depending on where you stand with inflation, if your money's really not making anything, you're actually losing a little bit psychologically based on inflation. With rise of goods goes up and your money's still staying flat and not keeping up with that rise of goods, you're actually losing money.
Yeah, also, you know, so many people these days have a portfolio that's maybe invested so conservatively that the return is just barely noticeable. And that's what you're talking about. It's not really giving you a warm and fuzzy feeling when you say that you made $14 worth of interest. You're going backwards.
That actually happened this week. That's why I bring up the 14 bucks.
Yeah, really. Why do people sometimes have too much lazy money inside their portfolio?
You know, it could be for a number of reasons. First of all, you know, we use the term lazy money, but there's definitely a point and a place in everyone's portfolio for savings and checking and emergency funds. So when we talk about lazy money, we're kind of talking about money that's outside of those immediate needs. The reason people kind of save too much is because, well, one of the reasons is because they got burned in the past. And the most recent burning happened in 2008, where everyone saw their account values and investments go down so drastically. What they're afraid of is, gosh, I know I have too much money in my savings account, but if I invest the money, I could lose it all. So that feeling is one thing that keeps money, you know, on the sidelines and in that lazy money category. Folks that are just gun shy about investing in general, they're not real comfortable, or they don't understand that, you know, investing is a big wide range of options. It's not just buying stocks and putting everything in the stock market. So people that are a little gun shy about investing in general, a lot of times will have a little bit too much lazy money in their portfolio. And the other thing is, you know, a lot of people just don't trust the markets or government or big investment companies or whoever it is, and they just feel a little more secure to have that money in a bank or somewhere. Unfortunately, that's not earning anything for them. And the other thing is, if people don't have a plan, they don't really know how much is what the right number is to keep in the bank or to keep in their savings account or to have in CDs. The thing that we like to do, and we've said it 100 times, is our money map planning process. And that goes through everything, all of your income, all of your retirement assets, all of your investable assets. And what we can do is come up with a plan so you actually have a target and you actually have a frame of reference to go by when we're looking at, gosh, how much should I have invested? What should I have it invested in? And how much do I need to have safe? So, you know, the biggest thing is people feeling burned or people feeling afraid of the market or investing. And the other thing is just an overall thing is that they don't have a plan, so they really don't know how much to keep in lazy money and how much to invest and do something a little more productive with.
You've got a couple of magnetic personalities from Creative Financial Partners on the radio with you today. Steve Decker and Rob Davis. And they're going to stick to it. They're going to talk about some more interesting things in a moment here. But I wanted to give you the phone number so you can get in touch with these guys and arrange a visit. 800-373-9715. That's toll free from wherever you call. 800-373-9715. Doesn't matter if you live in Toledo, Perrysburg, anywhere in northwestern Ohio. They can take care of your needs and would love to visit with you. 800-373-9715. Simply call that number, leave your contact information. We're talking about lazy money on today's edition of the Financial Symphony, and I think we've established by now that lazy money is not a good thing, and people shouldn't have it, and they should have a plan that eliminates the lazy money. But why is too much lazy money so darn dangerous?
Yeah, we've covered this in broad strokes here, but let me be a little more specific with a few points here. So we touched on inflation a little bit, and if you have most or all of your money into non-interest earning or very low interest earning accounts, inflation's going to kick your butt, and that's just what it is. And if you have X amount, a lot of times in your retirement portfolios, you need to at least make something on there to make sure that you're going to have enough money throughout the rest of your life to go through your life expectancy. And let me just point out something too. So when you hear financial people on the radio, you hear Creative Financial Partners, we don't just deal with stocks here. We have lots of different vehicles inside of our portfolios that we use in lots of different avenues, hundreds if not thousands of different things that we use that are crafted to every single person this differently. If you're risk averse and you don't like the stock market at all, we have things for that. If you're very aggressive and you feel very confident in where the market's going and what it's doing, we have things for that too. We craft every single portfolio, every single retirement plan to each individual specifically. So when you hear financial people or you hear us on the radio, don't think we're just all stock market. We have lots and lots of different avenues that we'd like to show you and that we'd like to go down with you.
Steve Decker and Rob Davis on the show today from Creative Financial Partners. And guys, how do you help people who have too much lazy money, but they're hesitant to make any changes? How do you get through to them and really help them come over to the good side, so to speak?
Yeah, well, the going over to the good side does not typically mean taking all the money out of someone's bank account and throwing it into the market. And Steve mentioned this a minute ago. You know, if you look at a risk scale from 0 to 10, where 0 is bank money and 10 is stock market money, you know, we don't have to go from 0 to 10. You know, a lot of folks are just comfortable going from a 0 to a 3 or a 0 to a 4 or a 0 to a 5, making sure that everyone understands what the risks are, but also making sure everyone understands that even if we can take that 0% interest and turn it into 3% interest over time, that puts you in a lot better spot. So typically we're not going to take money out of the bank and put it into something super aggressive that fluctuates and then has a big risk of loss, but typically we'll baby step out and we'll look at things that are, you know, instead of the 0% return, we'll look at things that could reasonably be expected to earn, you know, 4 to 6% over time, and put people in a better place and still give them some downside protection potentially, but put them in a better place to keep up with inflation, to grow their assets, and to make sure that they're comfortable while doing that. And I mentioned before, and the thing I'll mention again is overall the thing we need to do with folks is work on an overall comprehensive financial plan. Every dollar in someone's portfolio should have a purpose, it should have a reason for being there, and it should have a goal attached to it. And so really the planning process typically takes care of most of these questions, and after someone has a financial plan, they have that in place, it's really not that big of a step to take some of this lazy money and make it work a little harder.
Okay, there are a lot of listeners out there who want to come into Perrysburg and meet with you in your office in the next couple of weeks. What happens when they call that number and then go through that process?
Yeah, it's a very simple process. You call the phone number, and that's the hardest part because you're thinking about it and you're not sure. And you've got some anxiety over it for whatever reason, but the easiest thing is just to pick the phone up, call the 800 number, you're going to leave a message, we'll get back to you to schedule an appointment. It's complimentary, and it's just a way for us to, you know, reach out to the community and help you out. We're going to give you some new ideas. We're going to introduce ourselves, introduce the staff here, and make sure that you know who you're dealing with face-to-face. We're going to start our money map planning process with you. We're going to ask a bunch of questions. We certainly invite you to bring in whatever you're worried about or that you have something on your mind, but we're definitely going to take a full look at your financial picture. We're going to work with you and your family to make sure everyone's on the same page, everyone's comfortable, and if you decide to work with us, great. And if not, that's fine too. At least you'll have another second set of eyes over your stuff and another opinion for you to digest. So we definitely want to offer that up. The hardest part's just making the first phone call. So call the 800 number, get on our schedule, and we'll take care of the hard work.
800-373-9715. That's 1-800-373-9715. Go ahead and make that phone call now. You don't even have to wait until the end of the show. As a matter of fact, probably better to do it now because a lot of people will be calling as soon as the show is over. Go ahead now and get on the calendar before those other folks. 800-373-9715. Leave your contact information. Then you can come in and have a casual conversation about your financial situation, about your hopes and dreams for retirement, what you want to accomplish, and the Creative Financial Partners can help you get there. They are your financial consultants for all of Northwestern Ohio. On today's show, Steve Decker and Rob Davis. There's more coming up on the Financial Symphony in just a moment.
Wherever you go, there I am, following, lurking, slinking along, continuously nibbling away at your hard work. I'm the Hidden Fiend. Don't be afraid of hidden fees in your portfolio. Come in to meet with your financial maestro for a review of all the fees in your current plan. Let us see if we can eliminate those pesky
hidden fees.
Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Did you know that cows produce more milk when listening to relaxing music? That's according to a study conducted in England in 2001 and reported by the BBC. Did you also know that people achieve a higher level of financial satisfaction while listening to the Financial Symphony? That was never reported by the BBC, primarily because we made it up, but keep listening anyway.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
Here on the Financial Symphony, Mark Lloyd and I talk a lot about music, and Mark is the expert who brings it all together and makes it have some kind of a financial connection and makes it all make sense. And Mark, I know that you're very familiar with Phil Spector's famous Wall of Sound.
Oh, yes. I love watching the documentaries that talk about how he created a specific kind of sound when he recorded the records, mm-hmm. whether it was Ronnie Spector, you know, full sound, or yeah. artists that he's influenced through the years. Amazing.
Well, the Wall of Sound was developed back in the early 60s. There was dense, layered sound that came across well on AM radio, certainly, and jukeboxes all over the country. Before that, you didn't have any combinations of instruments and songs. You just had very distinct, definite sounds of different instruments until Phil Spector got a hold of it and figured out how to combine them electronically and create something that sounded like new instruments. It was really kind of wild. He was brought in to salvage the Let It Be album, for one thing, which had essentially been abandoned by the Beatles. They kind of lost interest in mid-production. His approach allowed them to finish the album and legitimized it. When I think of the Wall of Sound, I think of the Beach Boys,
yep.
Bruce Springsteen, like remember Born to Run, how that all sounded,
yep.
Queen. But the one song I think of more than any others is Sonny and Cher and I Got You, Babe.
Yes, that you know, Sonny worked in the studios with Phil Spector.
Yeah,
years
yeah.
ago. I mean, that's where he got it. That's where he learned how to record music.
Just an amazing creation of sound. The creation of the Wall of Sound was a game-changing moment when it comes to the music industry. But my question to you today, Mark, because you are the Financial Symphony Maestro, what is the financial equivalent of Phil Spector's Wall of Sound?
Okay, volume, you know, being diversified, having different sounds, different instruments, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the 401k. That's a 401k with many, many, many different asset classes, small stocks, large stocks, stocks on sale, value stocks that are large, value stocks that are small, international stocks, emerging market stocks, you know, fixed income, several different styles of fixed income from treasuries to bonds to stable value. It's a wall of different investment choices inside of that 401k. And the history, 401ks have been around since 1978.
Mm-hmm.
And they have evolved through the years. Now, I am not a big fan. I'll just tell you, Ron, I'm not a big fan that a lot of these, you know, 401ks now have what they call target retirement funds. I'm in the 2020 fund or the 2030 or the 2040. And because it's nowhere near as diversified as it needs to be. Mm-hmm. It's usually just stocks and bonds. And the shorter you are to retirement, they just put more in bonds. But the problem is if you sit there and just dissect that mutual fund, that inside of there they have long-term bonds. That's not a good thing right now, folks. Well, as Janet Yellen is creeping up interest rates and as the economy tends to get on stronger footing and she raises rates, you can lose money in bonds or long-term bonds especially. We just analyzed a mutual fund that a family came in and showed us this week, and it was a Vanguard fund, and in that particular fund, 33% of it is in long-term bonds.
Wow.
It, you know, I know why they did it. Vanguard did it because they wanted to have, you know, higher interest rates in there, but they actually are underperforming. And as interest rates creep up, that mutual fund manager has to keep it that way, or the mutual fund manager could be fired or sued.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, it makes more sense to get help, get advice with a maestro, with a coach that's going to be able to sit there and look at all of your choices in your 401k. And this is if you're in growth mode right now. And we can help you get a diversified model together. But more importantly, we can help you preserve it for the future, because when you retire, it is crucial. It's got to replace your income. How do we turn that into income? We can show you different buckets and different strategies that can help solve that problem. But you've got to be willing to sit down and have a conversation and talk about your 401k, or talk about what you want retirement to look like. We spend a lot of time asking questions on that first visit, folks. We want to know what you envision your retirement to look like, so that we can design and customize a model, a plan that's going to fit your lifestyle. But you've got to pick up the phone, and you've got to be willing to sit down for an hour. Do you have an hour to invest? Ron, tell them how to make that happen.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits.
And I swear, by the moon and the stars in the sky, if you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
This is the Financial Symphony, and you got Steve Decker and Rob Davis on the show today from Creative Financial Partners, serving all of northwestern Ohio. If you're in Toledo, Perrysburg, wherever you are, these are your guys, your financial consultants. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number, leave your contact information, and you can come in and visit with them. And it's time now for our greatest hits segment of the show. And Rob and Steve, I wonder if you'll tell us about a time when somebody came to you thinking that their financial situation was hopeless, but you were able to make a huge positive difference for them and get them on the right track.
Rod, I'll start with this one. This is Rob. You know, I recently, in the last 6 months, had a teacher, actually a school administrator, come in to the office and was real upset because he thought he had just retired or was just going to retire. But he said, you know what, I don't have any idea how I'm ever going to retire. This is a big deal. I'm not sure how you can help me. And we start to peel back the layers of the onions. And the thing the guy was worried about was that his neighbor for 30 years had told him that if he wants to retire, he has to have $2 million. And this guy didn't have close to that. And the thing that the school administrator didn't count was the value of the school pension. And once you kind of put that into the equation, man, everything worked out fine. He retired living the dreams, so to speak. But he thought just because he didn't have the number that his neighbor said he had to have to retire, that he was in trouble. But it turns out he wasn't in trouble at all, and went through our money map process and came out the other side real well, and is enjoying retirement every day.
And I don't have anything real specific that comes to mind, but what I will say is I bet on average of the new clients that we get in this office, 50% of them feel like they're not prepared for retirement or they have not done enough.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of reason they feel that way is because they haven't ever taken the time to sit down with a financial professional and go through everything. And what we slowly start to find out through several meetings is, in fact, they have done enough. They just haven't had the right guidance, and we haven't put everything directly into place yet. So if you're out there and you're listening right now and you think maybe you're not ready, have a financial professional give it a look and really walk through those numbers with them, somebody that does this day in, day out, and get their opinion on it. Better yet, call us.
Yeah, absolutely. And why in the world people get these magic numbers ingrained in their heads, I don't know. You know, everybody's different. There is no magic number that if you get this amount, you're ready to retire. And I know we'll talk about that more on today's show. This is the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Steve Decker and Rob Davis. And that's what we call the greatest hits. And again, let me give you that phone number so you can come in and have an experience of your own, perhaps a really good one like that teacher that we just talked about a moment ago. 800-373-9715 is your number to call to make that happen. You can go to cfpohio.com if you'd like to check out the website. But again, that number to call is 800-373-9715. There's more of the Financial Symphony coming up.
It's remarkable sometimes the emotions and feelings music brings to our daily lives. It was there for graduation, on our wedding day, and sometimes even resonates on our darkest days. So as you look back on life and remember the music that strikes a chord with you, take a moment to look forward to your retirement. Will it be a time ripe with uncertainty? Or will it be a time of joy? If you're in a spot now where you don't think your current plan will deserve that kind of celebration when you reach retirement, then it's time to get a second opinion. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Johnny Cash's estate was approached by an advertising company asking permission to use Ring of Fire on an ad for hemorrhoid cream. The request was refused. On a similar note, here at the Financial Symphony, we requested that Johnny Cash's estate allow us to use Wholesome Prison Blues as our theme song. That request was also refused. But keep listening anyway.
Thank you so much for listening to the Financial Symphony today. Ron Stutz here along with Rob Davis and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners. You listen to the show every week. Thank you for being with us today. And if you're new to the show, I think you're going to get a lot out of it. So stay with us here for the next few minutes. We have some great questions that Steve and Rob are going to answer from some of our listeners. 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. That number will allow you to get on the calendar and come in and have a conversation about your situation. The office for Creative Financial Partners is in Perrysburg. If you want to find out more, you can go to the website, cfpohio.com. But the most immediate thing you can do is call this number, and you can call right now at this very moment, 800-373-9715. Simply leave your contact information, and a member of the team will get back with you. It's time now for the request line. We have a great question today from Chip in Perrysburg. And Chip says, if interest rates start to go up over the next couple of years, what kind of effect, if any, should I expect that to have on my portfolio?
Well, thanks for writing in, Chip. We appreciate your question. So interest rates are, it's a very interesting topic. And when we talk about this every day with our clients, and if you go back 3 or 4 years ago, whenever the market would get a whiff of interest rates, it would jump all over the place and there'd be a lot of volatility. And I don't want to say it's baked into the cake a little bit now, but it's baked into the cake a little bit where everybody really knows that this is a reality and they know the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates gradually. So it's not potentially as drastic as it was a few years ago, but it's still something to be very aware of. And let's keep in mind what happens when interest rates go up and why that can potentially negatively impact your portfolio. So imagine if you get a, if you take out a new mortgage right now and you get it at 3.5%. Well, when interest rates go up, that means the banks can charge you a little bit more for those interest rates. So maybe instead of 3.5%, now you're paying 4%. Okay, not that big deal, but over the long term, that is a big deal. Over a 30-year note of a mortgage, that's a lot of money. And if it's an extra few hundred dollars a month, well, that's an extra couple hundred dollars a month that you're not spending on things that you're not putting into the economy. You're paying in interest.
We have a question here from Doug in Maumee, and Doug says, Is a reverse mortgage a bad idea? I've been thinking about it as a way to have a little more money to spend on travel during our early years of retirement. What do you think?
Doug, as far as is a reverse mortgage a good or bad idea, I can't really answer that on the air because that's definitely a personal question. That's definitely one that we are going to want to have a good conversation with you about and your family and what your goals are, especially with your home. But reverse mortgages for some folks can be a real good option. For other folks, it doesn't make a lot of sense. The one thing I'll say about reverse mortgages is, like everything else that's a mortgage, it is interest rate sensitive. So if you look at interest rates, you might say, gosh, now is a really good time to buy a house historically because interest rates are low. That same line of thinking, you might look at reverse mortgages and say, gosh, now might not be the best time to take out a reverse mortgage because interest rates are low. And so reverse mortgage obviously being the opposite of a mortgage. So maybe now is not the best time to do that. That being said, a lot of things are going to factor into that equation, your living situation, how much income you need, other assets, other liabilities that you might have, and also your comfort level of doing something like that. So it's definitely something we can help you with. Reverse mortgages are a lot of times available and kind of in our clients' back pockets if they need to, but definitely something to think about. Sorry I can't give you a real good answer on whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. If you want to call the number, we will certainly bring you in and put you through the process, and we can factor that in.
Thanks very much, Rob. Rob Davis and Steve Decker on the show today of Creative Financial Partners. This is the Financial Symphony. Number to call, 800-373-9715. That is your Financial Symphony number, 800-373-9715. Call that number and get on the calendar and then come in for a conversation. One more question today from Katie, who lives in Delta. Katie says, oh, boy, I know you hear this a lot. Do I need to have $1 million saved before I think about retiring? It seems like most of my friends have $1 million and sometimes even more.
Well, hi, Katie. Thanks for writing in. So here's what I'll say. It's not going to hurt you, but it may not be necessary depending on what your overall situation is. I'll also caution you where you say most of your friends have $1 million or more. Keep in mind, everybody's friend, everybody's neighbor always has an opinion, has this much, has that much. So don't take a whole lot of stock in what people say just because it's, you know, you're around the sewing circle or you're having a glass of wine one night. But where the $1 million thing comes from, and I've said this before on the show, but traditionally you used to be able to count on about a 7% return averaged out over 30 years in the S&P 500. Well, if you have $1 million and you make 7% on that, that's $70,000 a year, or the median income for what the average U.S. household should bring. So that's where that $1 million myth comes from. We talked about pensions earlier in the show today. If you have a pension that's paying you $5,000 a month and you need $3,000 a month to live on, then what do you need $1 million for? You don't, because your pension, Social Security, a lot of other these things go into paying your bills to providing you income for retirement. So just because you don't have $1 million, there's 100 other scenarios that go into play that's going to dictate what your retirement looks like. And don't listen to your friends and neighbors all the time. That's not always positive.
Yeah, it's, you know, everybody's different. As we've said so many times before, there's no one size fits all when it comes to planning for your retirement. One person may need $1 million. Another person may need $2 million. And maybe the third person might need half that. Who knows? But you guys can help them figure it out. And if our listeners will just call that number to arrange a visit to your office in Perrysburg, what happens when they get there?
Ron, when they get here, we're going to be able to answer a lot of these questions, especially the call-in questions that we love to entertain and we love to get. And we usually pick these questions because we get them often and they're on a lot of people's minds. What you setting that appointment and coming into the office will do is give us the opportunity to talk to you one-on-one, help us assess your situation, and we'll be able to give you some better answers and some better guidance in a one-on-one situation rather than over the radio. Everything that we do here is custom tailored to our clients. No one's financial plan is the same. No one's financial situation is the same. No one's families are the same, and no one's goals are the same. And so when you're looking at retiring and getting financial advice and getting recommendations and putting your trust into someone else to help guide you along this path, just know that there is no one-size-fits-all solution. There's not one product that works for everyone. There's not one solution that works for everyone. And when you come in, we'll be happy to start the process, to go down our money map planning process with you and help you determine what's best for you, what's best for your family. And if it's something we can work with you on now and in the future, we'd love to. If it's not something you want to work with us on, that's fine too. We promise to not give you a sales pitch. We're not going to be aggressive. We're not going to try to push you into something or move all your money over. Our goal is to help people, and the best way for you to allow us to do that is to pick up the phone, call the 800 number, and get on the schedule.
800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. If you come into Creative Financial Partners and meet with Steve, Rob, Tim Croak, Dan DeVerna, any of the financial consultants, you know, you're going to have a really comfortable conversation. I think you can tell by listening to this show. These guys are nice guys. It's going to be an informal conversation. Not going to be any salesmanship going on here. No high pressure. So there's no need to worry. The hardest thing is going ahead and reaching out with that phone call, 800-373-9715. That's all there is to it. 800-373-9715. Ron Stutz along with Rob Davis and Steve Decker. And, guys, it's been fun being on the show with you today.
Thanks, Ron. You too.
Thanks. Great show today.
Join us again next week for the next edition of the Financial Symphony.